Well, the pandemic has also meant nurses and doctors are being called back from retirement to help out with the overwhelming situation for healthcare workers. Well, here's a story of one of those nurses who volunteered. 70-year-old Iris Maida grew up in Harlem, worked some tough nursing jobs, including at Rikers Island Correctional Facility, before moving to Texas. She retired in January, but she was vibrant, a dancer, and she jumped back in again as a nursing teacher at Collin College, where in October, one of her students unwittingly infected her. She died on November 14th. Her daughter, Celine Maida Schlemel, joins us from Dallas. Celine, November 14th, this is still so raw. We are so sorry.
Thank you.
Well, and what did you think? I mean, we know how tough this pandemic was in Texas. At around the time, it seems like she jumped back in. What did you think when she decided to go back towards teaching nursing with people who were going to be exposed?
Well, she retired in January of 2020 from North Texas Job Corps, where she was in direct contact with students. They lived on campus, so she had extended contact with them. So we were actually breathing a sigh of relief because it seemed like she retired just in the nick of time. When she applied to Collin College, the colleges, as well as the other educational institutions, they were all closed. So we were under the impression that her instruction would be virtual. So It wasn't until she started that she realized that she would be in the classrooms, and she really enjoyed it, and she felt like she would be safe. She just didn't understand that she would be doing the labs. But by the time she realized the proximity, she was already involved and really, really excited and really committed to what she was doing.
Yeah. When you work with someone in a lab situation, you may be right over their shoulder overseeing it. As a nurse, as a 70-year-old nurse, she took so many precautions. Was she surprised that she got sick?
She was surprised because she was wearing N95s that she was able to order. And she did have eyeglasses that she felt protected her to a certain extent. But she did say, why did I not wear a face shield? Because she had it. And she just kind of got a little lax the way most of us do.
Yeah. Oh, a face shield. It's such a reminder. You can get them for pennies. Your mom, we know it got so bad. I mean, could you see her given that she was getting sick, or did you have to stay away?
I had to stay away. The last time I saw my mother was when I dropped her off at an emergency room in North Dallas, and they would not allow her in the waiting room. We had to wait in the drive-through, and when a triage nurse came out, now mind you, I'm watching my mother who has given her life in service as a nurse, and she's hunched over, gasping for breath on an outdoor bench in a drive-through in front of an emergency room. I begged them to come help her. And I tried to go into the triage area with her because she had some drug allergies, and they were adamant about me not even going into the triage area with her for fear that I may also be infected. So the last time I saw my mother was me screaming to the triage nurse to please take her and please care for her. I was not able to see my mother again until she had already passed.
You know, she was intubated.
Yes, that's correct.
And died on November 14th. You know, I'm so sorry. But I'm wondering if, you know, the only thing that, you know, you could take from this is that your mother was a nurse. She wanted to teach. She wanted to educate other young people. Her last life lesson was her life.
And my mother was the kind of woman who was always looking to be of service. She touched many people in her life, in her profession. There are so many women that have come forward and said that my mother was like a mother to them, or my mother befriended them when they desperately needed someone to support them. So it's not a surprise to me that she felt this call to education and that she felt safe within that construct. My only wish is that her students really understand what it means to not only receive the lesson, the skill, the detail that she was trying to impart to them, but to also always do your very best and always look for ways to support each other, because that is truly her legacy.
Well, and I mean, this is just heartbreaking, but I'm betting you would also say that they could honor her by wearing those face shields, and
Right.
wearing those face masks.
Exactly. I've ordered a little under 400 that I'm waiting to arrive so I can donate to the college. We are having a funeral service on Saturday, so I'll have a face shield for everyone who attends, and the remainder will go directly to the teachers at Collin College.
And of course, socially distanced.
Yes. Yes, of course, definitely. Last thing I would ever want to do is pass this hurt on to another family.
Well, we have to say, it's so obvious her number one student took all of this in, and that's you. I thank you so much, Celine, and we all just are so sorry for your loss.
Thank you for having me.
Celine made a Schlemel, remembering her mother Iris.